This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you by our friends at DAC Diesel. If it's diesel and it's just not quite up to par these days, one call. CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. They'll fix your diesel problems. They're in Bismarck. They've been known to do house calls anywhere where you need a really extra special bit of TLC in that diesel. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, and tractors. Call them at 258-5011. Online at DACDiesel.com. Don't forget, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're going inside this year. That's right, the Butler Building is brand new at Big Iron. Look for it, and our broadcast is next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on What's on Your Mind. I'll be there for a good chunk of all 3 days. Come on up and find us in the Butler Building. You won't be able to miss the signs and say, hey, Scott, I stand for the flag. I don't know about that Kaepernick goofball or any of these others that have gone woke on us, Olympic athletes and city commission members, and you can't even make it up. I stand for the flag, and I'm going to hand you a cap, a flag cap. How about that? Our Butler machinery, Butler Ag, broadcast from the new Butler Building at Big Iron, brought to you by our friends at Ag Spray Equipment, Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty, ndflagpoleguy.com. Jim is going to be there. You can come meet that sweet soul, that patriot, that wonderful. What he is he is the vehicle for you to understand just how much you love America. He helps you show that. Can't beat that. Jim will be there. ND Farmers Union will be there. High Plains Apache will be there. OK Tire, Labor Masters, General Equipment, ND Grain Growers Association, Acme Tools, the Auction Block, and what am I forgetting? North Dakota Farm Bureau. I'll be there. So see you at Big Iron next week. All right, your calls, your questions, your comments are welcome on What's on Your Mind. And I am going to clear the deck for the next half hour and have you tell me anything you need to tell me. Some texts that have already come in, we can start with those, but let's get to your calls too at 258-0550. That's how you call us, 258-0550. Real simple. I want to know what's on your mind today. Maybe it's the news from Joe Biden. Have you seen what Joe Biden is going to tell us later this afternoon? I love how they do this. Press conference at 4, new COVID details from Joe Biden. Oh, what could that possibly be? And now we already know that they'll be mandating the COVID vaccine for all federal employees and all contractors. Now, folks, that's flat out wrong in my view. That is taking away freedoms from you that you should be able to decide what are best for you. And maybe the vaccine is the best thing for you. Maybe I heard Hugh Hewitt earlier today. Hugh Hewitt's a good conservative thinker. And he's like, I've dug into all these things where they say it's bad. And I don't necessarily agree that it's bad. I've had the vaccine. And I think the best way to prevent the worst illness is by getting the vaccine. And you heard Dr. Mike LeBeau say the same thing. I don't believe those people get up every day going, I want to poke you because I'll win and you'll lose. I don't think they do that. I think that's what their belief is. So do I trust Dr. LeBeau? Do I trust Hugh Hewitt? Who in my circle do I trust? That's for you to decide. It's not for Joe Biden to decide. Now, I will admit to being a little bit of a hypocrite on this issue. I'm guessing, I'm anticipating somebody's going to say it, so I'll just say, Scott, you're a hypocrite. Well, somebody wrote a letter to the other day and said that, isn't it interesting that old Hannon is for health freedom, but he's not for health freedom for women who want to end their pregnancy. Well, number one, I think that's apples and oranges. Because I don't believe ending a baby's life in a mother's womb can ever be called health care. That's why I'm thrilled to see what Texas is doing, what Mississippi's working on, what pro-life leaders in the North Dakota legislature have done for decades. Yana Murdahl, probably the biggest champion right now, senator from Park River. You've got Betty Grandy before her, just a warrior on this front. And there are many, Eberly, and I could go on and on. There's a lot of them there, a lot of them on. My favorite grocer from Carrington. A lot of good folks out there that have been, Jerry Klein. I mean, just a lot of good folks that have been very, very, very staunch pro-life defenders. And you know what? We're making some progress. They say something simple like, you know, once the heartbeat stops, you shouldn't be able to end a life. Oh, that's crazy. No, it's not crazy. What is crazy is to say it's okay to end that, and you call that health care. That's not okay. So apples and oranges related to health freedom. Second place, I'm anticipating somebody's going to say something related to me being a hypocrite would be, well, Scott, you said that you believe that it is within the rights of a healthcare organization to mandate that their employees, as a condition of employment, have the vaccine. I do for the following reason. I'm not saying you get it. I'm saying when people make rules you don't agree with, you have to make a decision. And you should always do what you believe morally is right. You should never compromise your morals for anything. Not a job, not more money, not peer pressure, nothing. That's your decision. That's what I'm advocating for. However, I can understand if I'm in the healthcare world, and at the top of my org chart is the patient, that I have to say, what does the patient want? Well, I think the patient wants to go to get elective surgery or get, whatever, I'm sick, can you fix me, a car accident, whatever. Go into that healthcare organization knowing that that entity, as a condition of employment, says you're vaccinated. And honestly, I think most of them will be at somewhere around 90%, with the exemptions allowed for religious and health reasons. And that's better than most places. And they found, I think, we've heard this from the folks at Sanford, heard it from others, if there's a legitimate exemption for health reasons, for religious reasons, and it's not just talk, I think they're doing what you'd expect them to do to care for the patients they care for. So I think those two are apples and oranges. But a contractor working on a road out in the middle of nowhere needs a shot? This is control. This is control. And guess what? It's not working. Because the suspicion level on the vaccines is spiking. And again, you need to do your own research on this. You need to decide for yourself. You own your body. Don't let Joe Biden or anybody else tell you what the best way to protect you is. That is the hill we need to die on, my friends, I believe. All right, so I anticipated an argument. Now you can just bring whatever you bring. Let's go to line one. It's an anonymous caller, and that's okay, too. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Scott, thank you so much for taking my call. This is probably the heaviest day of my life, and I'm going to bury my wife this afternoon. And in her honor, I have a strong COVID-19 message, as you put it, Scott. And I hope everybody's listening, because it's time for us to, and this is my opinion, and I'm living it as we speak. And it's going to be at the Veterans Cemetery, the funeral today, and what's special about that to me is the risk that everybody with a headstone in that beautiful, beautiful place, the risks that they took for our freedom. They're going to be the first one on a squad to kick that door open. What was their percentage? What was their percent chance of survival versus getting a little prick in the arm to kill the food source of this deadly virus? So for all those that are non-vaccinated, as Scotty, you couldn't have said it more eloquently, my brother. I think you might know who this is by the sound of my voice, right? But the whole point is not who I am, or it's the message that it's time for everybody to bite the bullet. I took the vaccine with every fear that everybody has that isn't vaccinated. However, last week, and here's the crux of my story and my message to anybody that's not vaccinated. I realize there are many, many of you that cannot get the vaccine. And for those of everyone, I continue to pray. For those that had the militant non-vaxxed attitude, as I did in the beginning, and I'm still not totally pleased with it, but I think we can all agree on one thing. The vaccination saved lives. If you get the vaccination, it will greatly diminish the chance of medical attention, which brings me to this point. After nearly 8 hours in emergency room, and somebody hearing this may, and at a particular medical facility might hear this, and I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for trying to save my wife. However, it's my view that in the hours in the waiting room, they were overrun with non-vaccinated people getting sick from the COVID-19 virus. My wife went into the emergency room originally after three walk-in clinic calls, and she died from a very simplest of procedures because her time was taken away from those that did not practice deference as far as getting the shot, which means practicing your own freedom in a way not to infringe on the freedoms of my beautiful wife. And God bless you all. God bless America. And anybody wants to see the results of what I say and the pain I feel and the sincerity of it, it's time to take the risk, America. Let's get the shot. Let's beat this. We just lost one war. Let's win this one.
Incredible testimony from you. Caller's gone already, so he's not going to hear this unless he's listening on the air. But appreciate the fact that on a day of a great deal of pain, you're calling in to share a personal message, make a plea. That's what the show is for. Whether we agree or not, that's what the show is for. That's what's on your mind. I appreciate it. Andrew in Carrington, Clinton Bismarck, and the texts are rolling in. Call now, 258-0550.
MetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner, pizzas two for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls with 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, two for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. MetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. MetroServe USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Pifers, P-I-F-E-R-S, Pifers.com. If you go to Pifers.com right now, you're going to find out, hey, today in Norwich, North Dakota, there's an equipment auction.
Wow.
And by the way, Saturday, Glendon, Minnesota, vehicles, tools, firearm, collectibles. And both of these are online and live in person. So you can choose what's better for you. That's right, 11 o'clock today, they'll get rolling. Looking through that list. There's stuff there you need. There's stuff there you want. There's stuff that'll get you a good price. Online begins at noon. And if you want to go there, 5545 18th Avenue North, Norwich, North Dakota. Donald Keller Estate Auction. Small but mighty auction. Exceptional tractors that have been restored, shedded in exceptional condition. And, of course, Mr. Keller, for folks in that neck of the woods, they know he was known for his years of service as an aerial applicator and an aviation mechanic. May he rest in peace. And they're going to be offering up his 1966 Piper Pawnee. Incredible. Plus a whole, you know, shop full of tools and equipment and vehicles and trailers and a whole lot more. So from Minot, about 11 miles east on Highway 2 towards Norwich, and then drive a mile east of Norwich to 18th Avenue North, you'll see the signs. Go to Pifers.com right now for all the details, Pifers.com. All right, back to the phones here, and let's see. It's Brenda, Andrew, Clint in that order, and then Jeff. Brenda, you go first. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about the mandatory vaccinations for healthcare workers. And within the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of studies that have been coming out regarding the viral load on people who are vaccinated versus unvaccinated. And what they're showing is that the viral load is exactly the same between people who are vaccinated versus people who are unvaccinated. So the notion that we should be vaccinating to protect our patients is wrong. And actually, it could be almost harmful because it gives people a false sense of security that since they're vaccinated, that they can't pass this virus along to someone else. And so the thought that we have to get vaccinated to help our patients, to protect our patients, is wrong because the viral load has been shown in numerous studies that it's the exact same thing. But there's nothing.
Yeah, Brenda, I got to applaud you for doing your research and making the case. I want to ask you a couple things. One, what do you make of the statistics that have come from Dr. Mike LeBeau at Sanford, and I've seen him in other, you know, DOH, Department of Health stuff, and other healthcare institutions, that the lion's share, like 90% lion's share of those hospitalized right now were not vaccinated, and 98% of the deaths have been from non-vaccinated. What do you make of that stat, given what you just said about the viral load?
I believe that the vaccine could be a very good choice for certain people that are in high-risk groups. It is not the best choice for everybody, especially when you talk about natural immunity, and natural immunity also in numerous studies has been shown to be way more effective than the vaccinated people. And so, plus the people with natural immunity are more at risk for having complications with the vaccine. So the notion that I don't dispute the fact that the vaccine could be a viable, very good choice for high risk categories, but that doesn't mean that it is the same, that everybody should be mandated to take it because of that.
Yeah,
plus,
again,
when you talk about natural immunity, you know,
the only thing I would say, Brent, is you, first of all, I am really tired of the fact that other people need to decide for other people what is best for their health freedom. Wears me out. And Joe Biden will do more of it today. In this case, I don't know what health institution you work for, but they're not saying, Brenda, you must have it. They're saying, Brenda, you have to make a choice between employment here and having it. And that stinks. There's no doubt about it.
What you're saying is that I should be vaccinated because I should be protecting my patients, and that's the reason why you're for the mandatory jab. And that's wrong, because the viral load that is spread is exactly the same. So there is no benefit for spreading the virus to someone else.
And what I'm saying is I understand why healthcare institutions are doing it. I'm not saying I want you to get jabbed. I want you to do what you believe is morally right for you. That's what I want. I want you to make your own choice. And you have some data that suggests that, hey, there's no difference between vaccinated and unvaccinated. So I, as a healthcare worker, I don't have any less risk to the patient. Have you presented that evidence to the place you work?
The evidence has been presented.
And the response has been what?
Nothing.
Well, that's what I'd do. I'd have that dialogue. And by the way, if in the end you can't convince them, then you say, I have a conviction that has to do with my firmly held beliefs, religious, I don't want to take it. And or if I have a health reason not to take it, you make that case. Have that debate. Everybody ought to take the time you've taken to know where you're standing on this. I don't want to preach to anybody. I'm a radio talk show host. I shouldn't decide. I shouldn't influence it. You got to decide what you believe to be true and make that case. We'll help you. We'll give anybody a voice. Could you say a gentleman call and say he's burying his wife today and pleading for people because he believes she didn't get the care she should have gotten because there were too many people in need of care that she didn't get it what she needed. Now, I will say this. There's no excuse for that. I mean, every day, healthcare workers, folks on the front line, the staffs have to say, okay, I've got 10 people here that need care. Which is the most serious? And if it is, you know, that person has to go in front of that person, that's the job of a healthcare worker. Andrew in Carrington, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, watching the White House press briefing yesterday, they had the Secretary of Ag on there, and he levied an accusation against the four largest meat packers in the country, basically saying that they suspect them of profiteering the last two quarters, record profits. Meanwhile, ranchers, cattle producers are going to market taking $105 loss per head, and consumers are being charged these exorbitant prices, which leads to record profits for these companies. I just thought it was worth pointing out these are the same companies that are mandating vaccines for their employees. So what's with all the talk about, you know, we're so concerned about your safety and everything? If you were concerned about these people, you wouldn't be ripping off the farmers and you wouldn't be ripping off the end consumers. And coming from an essential worker, it was amazing to see the list of what was considered to be essential when there was no vaccine, when there was PPE shortages. These employers were doing everything they could to put you out on the front lines to make a buck. And now that these vaccines are available, it's coercion. You know, take it or, you know, you can do what you want to do, which is basically the same as either you quit or you get fired. So it's a bit of lip service. I wish you guys would maybe speak with Kevin Cramer about that next time he's on.
And by the way, lo and behold, Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture, is actually dealing with something that's been a pain point for a long time. Welcome to the party, Mr. Secretary. I get your analogy and what you're seeing is a double standard there, but I'm glad he's actually talking about the consolidation in the packer world and taking this on. My next question, if I'd have been in that press briefing, to say, do we have antitrust laws? Is there something that can be proven here? Will you lean in? Will you go to the Department of Justice and say, okay, let's do this because something is amiss here. Look what they're selling to the Packers for. Look what the Packers are selling it for. Look at the consolidation. I mean, a kindergartner could figure this out, but somehow the administration does it. Isn't that odd, Andrew?
Very odd.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for your call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations and they want to share it with you. North Dakota sweet crude, the great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the California gubernatorial recall is underway in the Golden State, a radicalized leftist threw an egg at Republican candidate Larry Elder and was being described as a racist attack by a white woman in a gorilla mask. Larry Elder later tweeted, quote, "The intolerant left will not stop us. We will recall Gavin Newsom. We will save California," end quote. President Biden is asking for resignations from multiple members of Military Academy's advisory boards who were appointed by former President Trump. Many of these people criticized Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Kellyanne Conway, a member of the U.S. Air Force Academy board, said, "I'm not resigning, but you should," referring to Mr. Biden. Hall of Fame boxer Oscar De La Hoya announced Wednesday that he was out of the hospital after being treated for COVID-19.
"Hey guys, I'm out of the hospital. I was in there for 3 days. COVID hit me really hard. Thank you very much for all your well wishes."
USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, did you know the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? Think about that. Schools, roads, water projects. It's not the oil and gas industry. It's the school funding factory. It's the road funding factory. It's the water projects don't happen without what happens from oil and gas. Every corner of North Dakota. Find out more about that at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. All right, more of your questions and comments. I'm at the University of Mary today for the visit of David Solomon. We'll have coverage on that tomorrow on the program because he arrives right when the show ends today. Hoping to have a conversation with him tomorrow on the air. I have asked for blunt honesty in your text today. You know, no passive aggressive. We're kind of good on that in North Dakota. I want, just bring it. Just bring it. And let me give you two examples of that blunt honesty. One comment that came in the middle of our conversation with Monsignor Shea, the president of the University of Mary, talking about students today in the middle of a pandemic, how do we instruct them to live in these challenging times? Listener said, oh my gosh, Scott, thank you. We need hope, encouragement. These are great words of life. I'm so lifted up by this morning's interview. This alone has boosted my immune system. Well, my buttons pop after that. And then I read this one. Different caller, different listener. Enough of you, Mary. Only students and parents of students of the University of Mary care. Hell, even Mr. Hennon didn't send his kids there. Well, that's true. But I don't know if this person has kids that have graduated from college or decided where to go to college, but I'm not sure parents can send their kids anywhere. So that person has a little different worldview. I certainly encouraged our kids to do that. Our son, Alex, is a graduate from the University of North Dakota, stayed home, got an engineering degree, and that was prior to the University of Mary having an engineering school. His sister, Hannah, looked very seriously at coming to the University of Mary. In fact, she narrowed it down to two choices, Yale or the University of Mary. And that's a true and serious statement because she wasn't sure that the whole sort of vibe, if you will, of Yale is something that she wanted to be part of. But she ultimately decided she was going to bring the light to Yale. And she did, and she did it well. And our youngest daughter is, Haley, a University of Mary student just at Arizona State University because of great leadership. So, anyway, I think a lot more people than students or parents of students care about the University of Mary because of the message that comes, because of the leadership that comes. But I welcome your opinion. Another says, changing out the Dominion voting machines and software should be the number one priority. Without that, all else is in vain. There is truth to that. Michael Lindell said yesterday in the program, every voting machine should be melted and use it for the prison bars. Use it for prison bars to hold in the people that have shredded election integrity.
That was the best line.
Wasn't that a great line?
That was so good. Melt them down for prison bars.
Yeah, exactly right. Another comment about Senator Kramer's comments earlier saying these ESGs, you know what ESG is? Environmental social governance. And basically it is woke 20 and 30-somethings that work for big multinational, publicly traded companies that say, we need to demand that the environmental social governance tenets that we create will be followed or we don't invest in those companies. This texter says, then listener, they're a scam. They're dangerous to our republic. It is pushing a worldview contrary to our founding. Whose ever narrated is accepted wins. Our members of Congress always seem to try and work within the opponent's narrative rather than reject it and move the window back to the Constitution. Look at the research Glenn Beck has done on ESGs. Well, I appreciate that call. And by the way, I think Glenn Beck is spot on when it comes to ESGs. There's no doubt about it. But if you can change the narrative, which I believe Senator Kramer, Senator Hoban have, they said, it's carbon capture you seek? Come to North Dakota. You solve the problem. Brent Sanford said this well yesterday in an event with the Department of Energy. You know, he said, I wrote it down. Preaching to the DOE and to stakeholders who are, you know, running around woke. This was a coal community revitalization webinar that DOE is putting on, claiming to want more affordable, reliable energy from coal. And in that webinar, I wrote this down from the lieutenant governor. Work with us, he's saying to the ESG and the DOEs and the woke crowd, work with us innovating through the carbon capture challenge. And we will solve it not only for you, but for the world. That, to me, is changing the message. That's staying true to the Constitution. And this is what I think we all need to do better as conservatives. Just one last thing I'll say here before I get back to the calls. I'm working on a column. It'll be in the Saturday Forum newspapers, Grand Forks Herald, Fargo Forum, Jamestown Sun, and Dickinson paper. And I write it every week, and I have to be a radio guy, so I got to think, okay, what do I want to do for a column, one topic? I could talk about 100 things. But I talked about some of the feedback I get here on the show and some of the feedback I get in letters to the editor about the column. And it is amazing to me what we have become. And I'm talking even as conservatives, right? Like that fellow was on who's burying his wife today, takes the time to call the program and say, I want to plead with people, get the vaccine. That's his view. He believes that his wife died because the hospital healthcare system is consumed with COVID, and the kind of care she got at urgent cares and other things wasn't up to par, and she died. And she's being buried at the veteran cemetery. And you know the kind of messages I've got? Text? Screw that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Screw that guy. Really? That's what we've become. I have a different view than he does, so screw him. Wow. Let's not be that. Let's not be that. I just got a text from Briardale. You know where that's at, Kevin?
I don't.
That's Todd would. If Todd was on today, he would tell you. Just a tish to the west of you, Mary, so I can see Briardale from where I'm at. So.
Oh, yeah. The neighborhood right by there. Yep.
I think it's the first text I've ever gotten from Briardale, so I feel like the show's already a success. You know what I'm saying? Clinton Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Take it away, sir.
Hey, I have a cardiologist or question I'd normally ask my cardiologist, but I was wondering if you could help me.
Really bad idea if you don't want to join that the wife of the caller who called earlier who's being buried today at the Veterans Cemetery. Yeah.
So since I don't, you could also ask me one shot, Scott, if I've been vaccinated, and I'll tell you it's none of your damn business.
It's the right answer.
Plain and simple.
It's the right answer.
And I consult with my doctor, and as far as Brenda's call, and I feel really bad for the gentleman that lost his wife, but I listen to somebody like Brenda, and I don't know what her field is, but I have the utmost respect for nurses and anybody in the nursing field, And I don't mean to offend her. Maybe she isn't a nurse. She could be a doctor. That doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is a nurse or even a pharmacist has helped myself and my family through a lot of things. They know so much and offer so much for you. And the last thing I want to hear, I listened to Breitbart early this morning, and I'm getting preached to about you need to take the shot. I turn on KFYR at least 1 hour is about COVID. And you know what? Rush Limbaugh's program, I'm a 30-year-plus listener, not only of KFYR, but of Rush Limbaugh's program. And when those two clowns come on that you guys have on there, I switch stations. I turn it off and replace them. Put somebody like Steve Gruber on, or there's a lot of other guys. The young guy that visits Fargo there, I'm at a loss.
Charlie Kirk, you're talking about Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA.
Charlie Kirk is wonderful. I've listened to him, but you know, KFYR's been my go-to place, and to listen to these two clowns, they've turned the Rush program into COVID. Rush, I'm sure he turned over in his grave, for God's sakes. Do you think China's going to stop with COVID-19 or Delta or what? This will never end.
I will say this about what airs between 11 and noon and 1 and 3 on KFYR. Todd, the radio god, is not on today just because Kevin's handling the bumper music and I'm on the road. So Todd's in the studio today, and if he were here, he'd probably tell you some version of this. What's in that time slot is a product of iHeartMedia. Okay, and iHeartMedia owns KFYR. So they're going to put their top talent, which they believe is a proper replacement for Rush Limbaugh, in that slot. That's why they're there. But if enough people think like you, Clint, they won't last that long. You just got to let your voice through. Sort of like when people got tired of the news being biased and there was a switch to the top of the hour. I mean, so it can happen. I just encourage folks, if you feel that way, to let Todd and the crew at KFYR know. And, you know, there's no easy way to replace Rush Limbaugh. There just simply isn't. And we've decided on our flag family stations, it's going to be Charlie Kirk. iHeartMedia station said it's going to be Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. It's a time where I think we all need to be the voice and know that, yeah, Trump's gone, Russia's gone, what's our place in this? And if you don't like what you hear, let it be known. Speak up. And you did, Clint, so thank you. Don and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I'm calling from Dickinson, and I was diagnosed with COVID in last November, and I, you know, I'm 74 years old. I've got diabetes and high blood pressure, so I just figured I was probably going to croak, and if I wouldn't have been diagnosed with it, I wouldn't have known I had it. I mean, I'm not saying don't take the shot, but, I mean, to me, this COVID thing is a joke.
Well, when you say it's a joke, I assume you're a healthy guy.
I've got diabetes and high blood pressure. I'm 74 years old.
But you manage. You're managing that. You're 70. Well, I mean, yeah, you're not. You're right. I mean, high blood pressure is not good. But I assume you take high blood pressure medicine. You do the things you need to do for diabetes. But you're calling the show today. It's not like you're on your deathbed here. And I think that the challenge for people that do have other health situations is it can be worse if you've got some things there that aren't right. You're not alone, Don. I've heard this story from a lot of people. A lot of people.
Well, I had a friend that almost died from it. He was in the hospital for 2 months. And so I don't think it's a joke. But, I mean, if I wouldn't have been diagnosed, you know, I was just driving by and they were testing. So I tested it. So I stopped in and got tested. And the next day, yeah, they sent me a test that I had it.
Well, what I was trying to say is I don't want people to think it's a joke, it's no big deal if you get it done. Everybody's a little bit different than that. But let's say this. Over 99% of people that have had COVID did not die from COVID. Over 99%. You could also say, okay, 5 in 1,000 had a near-death experience or death, severe reaction to the shot. again, data, you've got to decide for yourself.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that too.
Let us help you too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back at What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Schwann, S-C-H-W-A-N, BuickGMC.com, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Introducing the first ever AT4 lineup, premium and capable. You think premium can't be capable? Check out the AT4 all-terrain four-wheel drive lineup from GMC. There's a lot of free money out there, too. 0% interest, 72 months. Most GMC Acadia models, as well as the SUV models from Buick. Just check it out. SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call at 701-214-6372.
If you ever get a chance to come to UMary, do it. Even if you go to Lumen Vitae Center and just have a bite to eat in the Crow's Nest restaurant there, named after the Scheel family, Steve and Eileen Scheel. There's just so much joy here. You know, there's smiles on their faces. It's so fun to see. It's salt of the earth for folks from every corner of North Dakota and the Northern Plains. Pretty amazing what they have going on. And there's Dale Lennon. Boy, you don't mess with Dale Lennon. I can't imagine having played for him at UND or Southern Illinois or any of the places he's coached. Because could you ever even just look at Dale Lennon and not say, yes, sir, yes, sir? I mean, he just...
Dale Lennon.
One of the nicest, kindest guys on the planet, but he looks like, don't mess with me. And so he's a real man. And there's a lot of them here at the University of Mary, and it's fun. And that's sort of the North Dakota way. We're going to be at the Butler Building next week at Big Iron. We'll be there all 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I want to thank our friends from Labor Masters because they are helping us hand out flag caps. And all you need to do to get a brand new flag cap is say, I stand for the flag, Scott, and we'll throw you one. And if you're looking for help, get the quality, reliable help you need, whatever the position, whatever the job. Labor Masters is fit for today's times because they're going to find you help, folks. All right. Let's see here. We have a whole boatload of text. I have a conversation I recorded earlier this morning with Chris Wallace from Fox News Sunday. And I asked last night, Kevin, on Facebook, I said, what should I ask Chris Wallace? What should I ask the guy? And there was a lot of really angry people. And you know what? I share their anger.
I saw that too. Yeah.
I do. I understand why. So the one question I'm going to get in here from the interview, we'll save the rest for tomorrow, because he did write a very good book, Bin Laden, Celebrating Our Heroes, Navy SEALs. And I hope we all can agree on that. Anytime somebody's writing a book or telling a story about Navy SEALs, the best of the best, and how they took down a monster like Osama bin Laden, we have to celebrate it. So we'll do that tomorrow as we close in on the commemoration of 9/11 20 years later. But I asked him, I said, you know, our listeners... I'm amazed. They are mad at you guys. They're mad at Fox News. They're mad at you. And you used to be the beacon of fairness, fair and balanced, and give conservatives a place to be. Our listeners don't feel that way anymore about Fox News. They're very critical of Fox News. They're critical of you. In fact, Chris, they say if you wouldn't have attacked Trump in the debate, he would have beaten Biden. So what happened to the mojo Fox once had with the conservative audience?
Well, look, one, we're still number one, so I think, you know, as Mark Twain said, reports of our death are greatly exaggerated. And just personally for me, I didn't interrupt Trump, and I didn't, you know, I know that that's the narrative he throws out there. And, you know, the fact is, I was just trying to have a fair debate and, you know, go back and look at the tape, although I don't advise anybody to do it. He interrupted Biden and me. I don't care about me, but Biden 145 times in that debate. You know what? His strategy, I got to go right after this, but his strategy was all wrong. You know what he should have done? He should have let Biden talk as much as he wanted. Because you know when Biden gets in trouble? When he talks. And if you interrupt him, he's not talking. So I think he went around it about it exactly the wrong way. But, you know, that's one man's opinion.
There you go.
Chris Wallace, Fox News Sunday. More of that interview tomorrow. I also ask him whether the Biden administration is done, given their surrender in Afghanistan. Guess what? He agreed with me. It was a surrender. Yeah, some wonders never cease. Texter says the state of North Dakota needs to put Bitcoin on our balance sheet. Bank of North Dakota can be the custodian. With money printing going on, it's the smartest thing we can do with the best hard money available. Start with 5 to 10 million. I'm as serious as a Mike Lindell interview, says the texter. All right, it's out there, and we'll ask people in the well, you know who runs the Bank of North Dakota? Three people. Our governor, our attorney general, and our ag commissioner. They're all regular guests. We'll ask. Another texter says, healthcare institutions should not mandate the employees get the shot. A shot doesn't protect the patient who comes in for treatment. Perfect world, I'd agree with you. I hate mandates. I hate them. But you've got to make the case, in your case, the science you say where a shot doesn't protect the patient who comes in for treatment, and say, here's my case. Here's why it shouldn't be. Don't just tell a radio talk show, go make your case. Another says it's not a vaccine, it's gene therapy. We have other therapies that work against COVID. That last sentence is so true, and for the life of me, I can't understand why we don't spend more time saying, if you get COVID, here is what you do. And I believe last go around, we ended up harming people because we wouldn't let them do what they wanted to do with their health freedom and take therapies they'd seen work or that their doctor said work. That is wrong. Now, back to healthcare again. Do I think North Dakota healthcare institutions, all true, Essentia, Sanford, Trinity, do they get up every day and go, how can we harm our workers? We are going to stick it to our workers. They just believe serving patients, this is the best thing for the patients. If you don't agree, you argue, you get an exemption, you try and change their mind, or you decide morally, I can't work here. Nobody's going to fix this but you. You got to roll up your sleeves and figure it out. Texture says health freedom for everyone, including healthcare workers. American culture says live each day as it's your last. It's all about ourselves, selfish, my safety, my health. Instead, we ought to get vaccinated for our neighbor. A lot of opinions today. Appreciate them all. Meatloaf dinner is serving up at Hartwood today. Meatball subs on 12th Avenue North and I-29 at PetroServe USA. Meat lasagna in Glendon. Beef tips in Yulin. Is that any good? Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. God bless.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. Join us in St. Thomas, North Dakota on September 17th for the Dwayne Littlejohn Estate Auction featuring collectible Jeeps, motorcycles, collectible cars, firearms, boats and other watercraft, musical instruments, farm equipment, and trailers full of new and used tools. This auction is September 17th in St. Thomas, North Dakota. View all items at Pfeiffer's.com or call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.